This is the Death Goating, the Avengers Infinity War Mega Service, or Thanos slaughters the Avengers, conquers the universe, and possesses the six Infinity Stones. Now, the US military deep state spend hundreds of billions on psychic warfare, and it's a little known fact that Hollywood films, especially the Marvel and DC series of films, have stolen truckloads of my psychic warfare technology, which the West has been trying to use to control the noosphere, which is the field of consciousness around the planet, which controls humans and world events. So as you can see, he who dominates the noosphere dominates the world. And now I'm introducing new science and technology to aid my customers who wish to dominate the noosphere, dominate people, and dominate world events, which, as you can see, is wonderful if you're like Nick into sports betting and dominating sport worldwide, because as you can see, you can make bundles of money once you control the sport. Or like myself, controlling the military applications and producing the psychic warfare world, which we're in now, where 10 years from now, all the A-listers will be dead, apart from those I select to give me all of their money for protection. And 25 years from now, we'll have the Georgia Guidestone world, where psychic warfare has been used for ethnic cleansing on a global scale by those countries which control the psychic warfare technology, and the leaders in the field, which I have made with the inception of the psychic warfare assault weapon in Vietnam, are of course the Vietnamese and anyone who's fought the Americans or the French, which is the Russians, Chinese, and North Koreans. So as you will see, over the next 10 years, the West collapsing and A-listers slowly dying, a few A-listers dying, then a lot of A-listers dying as we go up the exponential curve, and then going into the section where it goes vertical, and then A-listers will be dying from a mysterious disease in their droves. To produce this reality, I, of course, have remotely viewed the Omega Point, which is the end of time where the civilization that's won the conquest of the universe has killed off or sequestered all the other alien races to produce the Omega Point civilization. And with eye to the eye technology, I can simply travel through time, enter into the being of the Omega Point Tim, possess it just like a demon in the Exorcist film, take it over, and then bring it back to the distant past with all of the weapon systems that the Omega Point civilization has used to conquer the universe, just like Thanos. One can then, of course, build these weapon systems, which by definition, we don't need the Star Trek universe type weapon systems, starships and all the other stuff the aliens have got already. But in fact, you build these weapon systems in complex number space, or the so-called psychotronic weapons, which then, thanks to the eye to the eye effect, have real world effect. And the great super genius Tim Riefat has also discovered they control death, fate, and all aspects of the noosphere. So as you can see, if you bring back the possessed Omega Point Tim and get it to tell you how the civilization that was at the end of time, which now of course has been fully humanized, built these weapons, you can start building the psychic warfare assault weapon, which of course is a toddler's weapon for an Omega Point civilization. You can build the gun tree. A gun tree is a whole range of guns which go round the Argand diagram and then round again to make the soliton, which are then fed by Klein bottle magazines, which you can fill up with endless numbers of bullets. And each of these bullets can be tailored to whatever you want. The bullet can be tailored to giving your enemy cancer, or giving them a stroke or a heart attack or madness, or making them love migrants, wetware. Anything, any meme can be injected into the bullet, so the bullet doesn't just need to cause specific physical damage. You can put the specific meme for anything you want into the bullet. Then, of course, the gun tree, which is controlled by the ADA culture mind, which we built, fires the gun 24/7, or more accurately, in five-dimensional space. So you shoot the victim all through their life, even in the past, before the gun was created. So that meant that Amber Rudd, who ordered, the Home Secretary, ordered the decimation of my residence and the stealing of hundreds of psychotronic crystals for the British psychic warfare program, was slaughtered by the gun even before my four-dimensional being, me, realized the British had broken into the flat and totally wrecked everything in the flat, including the infrastructure of the flat. So as you can see, this weapon system, which is firing 24/7 and is Omega Point technology, totally links in with the Thanos warlord, which of course, as Nick said, Thanos can't really be you because he's not totally ruthless. With me, I am absolutely ruthless, and Thanos in the Marvel film has a soft streak, which I don't possess. Now, the next step is when you fire the gun, you fire bullets into the victim, automatically controlled by the ADA service. So if you want the gun tree, you want the ADA service and the psychic warfare assault weapon, you can then tailor the gun tree, to fire into the target or the gun, if you've just got the psychic warfare assault weapon service. But the gun tree is open to the great lord Beast, who bought all the Omega Point services, so he can build the gun tree, which revolutionizes psychic warfare. As you can see, if you've got a gun tree firing 24/7 or in five-dimensional space, all manner of bullets tailored to your aim, then you control reality totally. Now, coming back to the Marvel Universe, this was created by the Deep State to control the noosphere by uplining the Force from young, suggestible children and the man-babies to power the psychic warfare program of America. Now, with the psychic warfare assault weapon designed to kill Americans and French, you can then go into the Marvel Universe and change the Marvel Universe, which of course exists in the noosphere. If it exists in the noosphere, it therefore controls the minds of men and reality. Hence, you can see how the Hollywood weapon systems work. Now, the Psylord goes into the Marvel Universe, kills the Doctor before he becomes Doctor Strange, and slaughters him like a dog in every timeline. So the Doctor Strange character only exists in the Omega Point timeline, where, remember, we talked about in the advanced section, which is now only open to customers, if you put anybody in front of a gun which is fired by a radioactive isotope decay half-life, so it fires half the time, and you just keep him there and keep firing the gun until the scientists see him die, then of course from quantum mechanics, the victim who's strapped to the chair and is being shot at 50% of the time, but they keep repeating the experiment till he's dead, always lives, because there's always a timeline where the gun doesn't go off because of quantum mechanics. Now, this, of course, is a problem to anyone like myself who wants to use the psychic warfare assault weapon to cleanse the planet of all of his enemies, just like Thanos in the Infinity War. Hence, we have to develop technology to eliminate that last timeline where the Doctor Strange character would hide from the Psylord, whose aim is to take over the Marvel and DC universe. Why? Because then I have all the energy from the Marvel and DC universes, which is the American Psychic Warfare Program, their crown jewels, all made available for me and my customers. Hence the the mega service. Now, in order to kill someone in the Omega Point timeline who's a hero, you need the Dark Lord service. So the American military defined total evil and the great Dark Lord in the Doctor Strange film, where Doctor Strange uses the Infinity Stone of Time to stop the great Dark Lord moving into our dimension. And he does this by boring the Great Dark Lord to death, because every time the Great Dark Lord kills him, Doctor Strange uses the Infinity Stone to change time, so he's alive again. And eventually the Great Dark Lord gets bored of millions of events where he kills Doctor Strange. He then pops up again and agrees not to invade the dimension which we live in. Now, of course, this was set in Hong Kong. Why? Because I went to Hong Kong to release the Chinese dragon, the only earth dragon which joined me. All the others were slaughtered like dogs. An earth dragon is the big energy field of the earth, which Colin Bloy, the magus of the British, doused as a seven spiral. And this spiral, of course, is seen in the huge hurricanes or tornadoes, in the big dragons. One used to be over the American Gulf, and the other one over the South China Sea. The South China Sea dragon, the great Chinese dragon, goes all the way back to when the continents were joined together, so is the oldest and biggest of the dragons. But the American dragon, of course, was almost as big and simply vicious, so had to be slaughtered. That's why I went to Cuba. But you can see the American military, every time I do something, immediately reacts and is desperate to block it. So we get the Doctor Strange film, where Doctor Strange stops the Great Dark Lord, which of course is linked with the Chinese Dragon, from being released to block the Great Chinese Dragon and that immense Earth energy force from devastating the Americans, who of course control Marvel World because they're the authors, creators, directors of Marvel World. But of course, the Americans set the gateway for the release of the Great Dark Lord in Hong Kong by the film, because remember, the noosphere controls the minds of men and, more importantly, reality. So that's why I went to Hong Kong to release the Great Dark Lord and possess it, insert myself into the Great Dark Lord, eye to the eye, to possess it like in the Exorcist film, to take over all evil. Now, of course, once you take over all evil, which is that $600 service to make you into an antichrist. So remember, there won't be one antichrist, there'll be many. That's part of Christian doctrine. These antichrists can then move into the hidden part in Doctor Strange, the last Doctor Strange in the Omega Point timeline, who has evaded being killed by the psychic warfare assault weapon. Because remember, we want to kill all the timelines of the filthy Americans and froggies and all the Western filth so that we control reality totally. And remember, if you're Russians and Chinese spending billions now on your psychic warfare programs to build the psychic warfare assault weapon to kill froggies and Americans and, of course, Brits, you need to understand that the Great Dark Lord service, entering into evil, is a must, because once you enter into evil, that's the hidden part in humans and, of course, heroes like Doctor Strange, and you can sit there. Now, if you don't understand the concept, you want to watch the brilliant film, which stars Mickey Rourke as Angel, the private detective Angel, called Angel Heart, where Lucifer sits in the hidden side of Mickey Rourke's Angel and controls him totally, and the bitch is oblivious to Lucifer manipulating him into killing his daughter and his friends and everyone who helped him. And, of course, pulling their souls into the same condition as Mickey Rourke, Angel, the damned going to hell. So you can see, using this service, I simply insert myself into Doctor Strange, who's a good American hero and also British. So, of course, he's got the Singapore app, which I put into the gun, which is destroying the British and torturing them slowly to death, as happened with all the British captured in Singapore by the Japs, starved, tortured, beaten, and mainly killed on the Malayan Railroad. All of this is inserted into the gun, and remember the bitch from Doctor Strange, Cumberbatch, is a Brit bitch. So not only can we kill him because he's an American hero, Doctor Strange, who's American, we can use the British app to torture him to death slowly. Now, that kills Doctor Strange, who's trying to stop the Great Dark Lord. The Psylord can then steal the Infinity Stone, which controls time, which now, of course, has been powered by the hundreds of billions of dollars. You can imagine the, if you add up all of the DC Universe, all of the Marvel Universe, all of the silly films like Lucy and all the other films associated with Psy and controlling reality. There's myriads of them. Count up all that money which has been put into the program, which goes into huge fortunes, all of that appropriated by this technology. So as you can see, psychic warfare is done by going into the noosphere. You simply go into the noosphere with your time-like body, which is the soul, which is minus scalar, or you go in with your dreaming awake body, your lucid viewing body, which is positive scalar, possess the victim, hero, to allow you to shoot him, to actually be Mickey Rourke, so he puts the gun to his own head and shoots himself. So Doctor Strange, you give him a psychic warfare revolver, which of course kills Americans and British when they handle it and blows up and kills them. But it's a toss-up whether it blows up and kills Doctor Strange or whether he shoots himself in the head. But any American or European or Canadian or Australian or Brit that tries to build the psychic warfare assault weapon kills himself. The energy of the archetype of the gun is directed to kill them. And even worse, any of these Westerners that own a physical gun and use it, so the police, the military, anyone who's got a gun in the West who touches it immediately has the psychic warfare assault weapon. Kill them. So that means that all of the gun owners in the West have been killed by the psychic warfare assault weapon, and they will all be remotely killed by the weapon following the exponential curve. So you can imagine the entire gun-owning population of the West have agreed to death and agreed to be killed by the psychic warfare assault weapon. Now, continuing, we kill Doctor Strange in the noosphere, take the Infinity Stone of Time. We now control time. We then go into the Infinity Wars film, and using the Great Dark Lord service, remember, Thanos is supposed to be evil in Western culture. So you insert yourself into Thanos, take him over, and give Thanos the psychic warfare assault weapon, which kills all Americans. So Captain America, blown away. Thor, who is an American actor. It doesn't matter if the actor or the character is American. It still kills them, long as there's some American poison in the character. Same with the Black Widow, who's supposed to be a Russian, but in fact is played by an American. Killed because she's an American. The gun is 100% successful on all Americans and Froggies and all European and anyone else from the West. And all the characters, apart from the Chinese guy, who is with Doctor Strange, are all Americans or British actors. So we kill every single protagonist, hero, that's fighting Thanos. Just blow them away. So as you can see, the noosphere exists. You can walk into it, just like in Ready Player One, and change it. And since this has immense power, all of that power comes to you. So the American bitches build these massive psychic warfare weapon systems, and my customers take them over. Now with the Chinese guy, of course, since I've got the Great Chinese Dragon, which produces all of the Chinese, and the Mongoloid race, I simply sequestered the Chinese guy, so instead of killing him, he simply does what I want and becomes my surrogate. If you watch the surrogate films with the surrogate film with Bruce Willis, you'll understand what I'm talking about. You can simply direct your surrogate to do what you wish. So all the heroes in the Avengers Infinity War dead, which gives us now the six psychotronic crystals, which the American military were desperate to build, a psychotronic crystal to control time, a psychotronic crystal to control space, a psychotronic crystal to control the mind, a psychotronic crystal to control the soul, a psychotronic crystal to control power, and a psychotronic crystal to control reality, all powered by the US military and Hollywood, the deep state, powered by the human population of children and man babies who power the Marvel Universe. All of that power coming into my customers. So these six infinity stones, psychotronic generators, psychotronic crystals, stolen the idea, stolen from Tim Riefet, are now available to my customers at $1,000 each, which means for $6,000, you get the six psychotronic crystals, which the American deep state was desperate to build to stop yours truly, and the Russians, and the Chinese, and the Vietnamese, etc. All powered by the noosphere and the uplining of all the power from the Marvel readers. Next, of course, we can go into the Black Panther, who, of course, is the elf form of the black, the Negroid. And, of course, if we fire into the Black Panther bullets loaded with Bill Cosby, we just load him with bullets. And remember, to increase the efficiency of the killing, you fire the bullet into the target and then the next bullet into the bullet in the target, which eye to the eyes, the eye to the eye, and then the third bullet, eye to the eyes, eye to the eyes, eye to the eyes, which changes the percentage of the kill probability from 20% up to 70-odd%. Then the next third bullet brings it up to around the 90%. The fourth bullet into the bullet mass into 97%, somewhere like that. You can, I'm not giving you the exact figures because I can't be bothered. But it all comes from the eye to the eye formula. And then once you've got hundreds of bullets all fired into that mass, the probability of the killing of the bitch rises to almost one. So the nearer you approach one, the more probable the killing of the bitch. So it's important when you use the psychic warfare assault weapon to not fire the bullets into all over the body or soul of the target. You fire at the target you want, be it the heart or the brain. So if you want to give Pompeo a stroke, you fire into his brain. If you want to give Mathis a heart attack, you fire into his heart. If you want to give Bolton cancer, you fire cancer-loaded meme bullets into one specific location where the cancer will develop, and then fire more and more and more bullets into that one location. So as you can see, the Omega Point gun tree, which is only available to Omega Point serviced beings like the Great Dark Lord, revolutionized this, because you get the ADA weapon system controlling the gun tree, which the Great Dark Lord can build, firing into specific spots with the accuracy of a AI. Now, we've got over the problem of altering reality to the one which is needed for totally probable remote killing, which will, of course, revolutionize and improve the Russian and Chinese and North Korean and Vietnamese psychic warfare programs, because, of course, they didn't know this. And, of course, they didn't realize that the target can always go into the Omega Point timeline, so they then need to possess evil by whatever means they have in order to be the Great Dark Lord's itself similar avatar for totally efficient remote killing. Remember, and this is important, guns do not kill. People kill. So the gun is ineffective without the proper person to use it. And the proper person to use it must be totally ruthless and totally honor the threat. Totally, no matter what his feelings or her feelings. So once you're the great Dark Lord or one of his avatars using the gun, you can then, of course, shoot the last remaining timeline of the bitch in the Omega Point timeline by possessing them in the angel Mickey Rourke manner to handle the gun, which then blows up like a grenade and destroys not only the Doctor Strange, but the Doctor Strange reality. So powerful. Remember, the gun, when used by an American or froggy or Western filth, simply uses the energy associated with that person or noosphere hero to kill them. So the more energy they've got, the greater the explosion. So when you give the gun to a normal gun owner, it will slowly kill them. When you give, be it physical or non-physical, or you can control them to blow their brains out or kill people, which I've documented. Whenever they pick the gun up, they are then susceptible to remote influencing to kill people before they kill themselves. So we see the host of gun killings all controlled by the psychic warfare assault weapon. But if you're a Doctor Strange and you pick up the gun, then all the energy associated with Doctor Strange and the Doctor Strange reality blows up to kill Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange's reality, and more importantly, all of Doctor Strange's fans and people who've read his comic books. So as you can see, the release of this technology on a grand scale dramatically alters the noosphere of the planet, because what we're doing is cleansing the noosphere of all Westerners. The entire Western population, Western reality, is erased totally from the noosphere by the psychic warfare assault weapon. And all of the American troops and British troops with their guns and the police with their guns are all destroying themselves and the noosphere around them. And since the military and the police and secret police have immense power in the noosphere, then the explosions are enormous. So you can see the entire noosphere exploding all around the West as the psychic warfare assault weapon blows away the entire West in the noosphere, decimating the West, cleansing the noosphere of all Westerners and their Western reality, the Western liberal democracy. So you can see in the Kremlin and in Beijing and Pyongyang and Hanoi, they're all laughing with glee because these super weapons have been invented, created, and put at their disposal. And if the Westerners want to use these weapons, all that happens is that they blow up and erase Western reality and the Western psychic warfare operators who are trying to use them. Hence, of course, the British decimated my flat and stole hundreds of psychotronic crystals to try and use in the psychic warfare assault weapon for NATO, not realizing that they'd stolen pure death. Now, with the Black Panther firing the Bill Cosby bullets into the Black Panther, eye to the eyes, the archetype of the ascended black. And hellizes them. Remember, today Bill Cosby's been kicked out of the Oscar committee, a member of the Oscar board, etc., etc., with the Jew, Roman Polanski. Both of these people being vicious sexual predators, and in the case of Cosby, a rapist. Now, this means that the Black Panther character, who's the upline for all the blacks on the planet, according to the Black Panther film 2 Billion Blacks, all of the noosphere of the blacks is cut off at the head, rather like Perry cutting her own head off in the Hey Hey video. And of course, on May the 19th, we've got Meghan Markle marrying Harry to become a member of the royal family. So the Black Panther service, which is another $1,000, which can be called in brackets, or slaughtering all the Negroids on the planet and sucking out all of their energy as you hellize them, close brackets, uses and fully consumes the black race. Because, of course, if we add the Orlando Bloom elf to damned Davy Jones to the bullet, and, of course, the selling of the soul of Katy Perry to the bullet, firing it into the Black Panther as we kill him in the noosphere, we then, of course, transfer all the blacks into hell, liberating all of that energy into the gun user. So as you can see, using the noosphere for psychic warfare controls reality. And the Psylord Tim Riefat, who has possessed the Thanos character, totally possesses reality. And of course, the wonderful thing about it is outsourcing the weapon to the Chinese, Russians, North Koreans, and Vietnamese means that the British assassination attempt on Tim Riefat to kill him quietly with the microwave and sepsis is irrelevant because he's no longer the problem. Putin in Moscow knows that the Rothschilds want to kill him and will be after him no matter how long he lives, and want to burn him alive in The Hague in a microwave cell, like Milosevic. So, of course, it stands to reason that Putin will pour loads and loads of rubles into the Russian psychic war for assault weapon. Remember, the AK-47 was invented, created by Russians. So that's the sting in the tail. The AK-47, which the Vietnamese used to beat the American nuclear-armed superpower, was created by Kalashnikov. So Russians have a natural aptitude to use the psychic warfare assault weapon in the form of an AK-47. So the Russian psychic warfare program, like the Vietnamese, have strategic power. They didn't realize this, but now, of course, they do. I've given the Russians the psychic warfare AK-47 to slaughter as many Rothschilds and Rockefellers and whoever else they want for free. Why? Well, the whole game is that psychic defense is hundreds of years in the future. It doesn't matter how much money the Americans or the Russians or the Chinese pour into psychic defense, it won't work, because it's hundreds of years in the future. And of course, the Illuminati, who have been controlling the noosphere for centuries, put all of their eggs into one basket with Taylor Swift, who is an aspect of the Illuminati Queens, because of the self-similarity, So you can see the Trinity, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, and Taylor Swift, the three white girls who form the bundle of the Illuminati Queen. And thanks to Perry, who's cut off the head of the Illuminati Queen, that means Miley becomes the Illuminati Queen, but has her head cut off, and Taylor has her head cut off. So we've permanently ended the Illuminati Queenship and the power that the Illuminati Queens could use to protect the Americans from me and my associates has forever gone. And one must not underestimate the power of the former Illuminati Queen, Katy Perry, because in the Hey Hey video, that was using the Illuminati sword, which we'll be selling the Illuminati sword service for another $1,000 in future MP3s. Now back to the Black Panther, which is a $1,000 service. This then gives you the ability not only to kill any black, so if you're into sports betting, the ability to harm, control, use blacks who form a large proportion of the NFL is a must-have. And of course, if you're into football, there are loads of blacks in soccer. So this means that any black player can be controlled or killed. And better still, Meghan Markle, who is half black and mulatto, is marrying Harry on the 19th, meaning that the Black Panther service not only can drain black Negroids, but the royal family, which is a must-have. Think of all the power in the noosphere of the royal family. Enormous. And then link them up with all the other royal families and black noble families from Illuminism. And remember, Jacob Rothschild's a baron, so that drains Baron Jacob Rothschild. So as you can see, the Black Panther service, where we slaughter not only the Black Panther, but Meghan Markle, who of course is the queen of the blacks, and thanks to Katy Perry, who chopped off the head of the queen, we've all got Meghan Markle's head being chopped off because she's a self-similar aspect of the Illuminati queenhood or princesshood, if we're being totally accurate from the Hey Hey video. So one can see that that service for another $1,000 gives us all of the power to upload the blacks and the royal family and all of the black noble families and the Rothschilds, who, thanks to Jacob Rothschild, are all part of the royal family, and anyone associated with the royal family who has been knighted or has had an honor from the royal family, all of them afflicted by the Black Panther service. Next, of course, we come to the Scarlet Witch service. We, of course, blow away this American bitch actress who's playing this, what is it, some Eastern European bitch. Now, of course, the Scarlet Witch is the archetype of all the witches, which then links up with Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus and Taylor, who's joined the crew. So blowing away the Scarlet Witch blows away all of the witches on the planet. So all of the power of all of the witches on the planet is sucked up by the Scarlet Witch service, another $1,000, all fed into you. And remember, warlocks are the male form of witches, so it kills all the warlocks as well. So anyone practicing witchcraft is slaughtered by killing in the noosphere the archetype of the witch, which is the Scarlet Witch. And remember, Scarlet links up with the red of Gamora. So as you can see, this service kills Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Taylor, and of course Hillary Clinton, who's a big, big witch. All of them killed by firing the gun at the Scarlet Witch in the Noosphere. Now, since Katy Perry chopped her own head off in the video, Hey Hey video, Hey Hey, of course, is the two fives of Yod Hey, Vow Hey, with Vow being the prince in the middle. One can see that inputting this into the bullet that kills the Scarlet Witch means that all the witches on the planet have their heads chopped off in the Noosphere, cutting them off from higher power Keta and consigning them to ultimate death. You can see now why Perry ran off with Bloom to the Vatican to try and get the Vatican to protect her and Bloom from the psychic warfare assault weapon, which of course is a forlorn hope, because remember, all of the Catholic Church uplines to Rome, which is part of the European Union, and of course is slaughterable because they're part of France. France and the Italians have merged in the Noosphere with the European Union. Hence, if you can kill a froggy with a gun, you can kill a Italian or anyone associated with Rome. So as you can see, the Vatican, which is training up thousands of exorcists, and it was in the New York Times, a large piece that they're trying to protect themselves against Satanism and the use of films for Satanism and the rise of Satanism. All of this is fucked by the psychic warfare assault weapon. Remember, Kalashnikov was a communist, and the Vietnamese are communists, and they believe that the Catholic Church is simply a crutch which the poor use to ameliorate in the Noosphere their misery, because as the part of the proletariat, their fate is to work from birth to death for the owners, the money, the elite. And religion is simply there as an anodyne to ease their pain. So as you can see, built into the psychic warfare assault weapon is a total extinguishing of the power of religion to block the psychic warfare assault weapon. And of course, I went to Thailand for a month to block and input into the gun any escape from hell by becoming a Buddhist and venturing into Nirvana to erase your consciousness to escape hell. All of that was added to the gun prior to building of the gun, because of course Bloom is a Buddhist and we can't have any Jew boy like Bloom escaping eternal torture by going into Nirvana. So as you can see, anyone shot by the bullet is blocked from going into the Buddhist Nirvana, erasing their consciousness, becoming a zero. They're always a one in hell, suffering forever. So as you can see, the gun was the most sophisticated piece of technology ever built by the human race, and I've explained how it was built. Simply, the remote viewer Tim Riefat going into the future, possessing the Omega Point civilization, eye to the eyeing it, bringing it back with all of its knowledge to use as Thanos and like Thanos to conquer the universe. As you can see, aliens are dog meat when faced with a psychic warfare assault weapon, because we saw in Avengers when they were fighting the aliens, that the Avengers have inputted into the Avengers Infinity War the ability to kill any alien filth in the first film. And then the Avengers, the Age of Ultron, the gun has built into it all of the capabilities using the plug-in of the Avengers Infinity War and the Marvel Universe to kill, take over, possess all machines like the NSA's computers. So in fact, you can use the gun on the NSA's computers or GCHQ's computers and inject into it anything you want. So as you can see, controlling the computers of the West is vital. And you, of course, can fire it into Facebook, Google, Amazon, anything that uses computers in order to destroy the companies by putting bullets into the computers with the Age of Ultron aspect of the Marvel Universe. So that any customer who uses the computers will become a victim of the weapon. This, of course, is the $600 service for destroying anyone who uses the computer network. Remember, if you look on Google, you'll see that the NSA have got a huge campaign to call me a scam artist. Now, of course, when you fire the gun using the 600 upgrade into Google or YouTube, then the bullets get multiplied as von Neumann machines in Google or Facebook or YouTube, and then come out of the screen. Remember, when someone switches on their computer, the light from the screen penetrates their eyes, eye to the eyeing them. Light, of course, is simply a photon, which is three space. So that then means that you fire one bullet with one meme into Google, one into Facebook, one into YouTube, and then fire a stream to get the probability to near one, and then all of the energy in the noosphere of Facebook, YouTube, Google, Amazon.com, any target, simply is consumed by the Ebola-like von Neumann machine, producing all of the energy of these companies into bullets, which then target anyone who's ever used Google, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, etc. So you can see the revolutionizing weapon system for $600, which is called FUCK, the fake news. Vermin that have the temerity to impugn the honor of the Psi-Lord. In part two, we'll go into more of the Infinity War's weapon system, which will blow your mind away. Literally. Enjoy it.